Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio here on such a beautiful day. I'm near Toronto, Ontario, and it's absolutely beautiful outside. And before we really get into the show, we're going to be talking about energy today and what is going on and all the craziness that's happening. But I think that with the recent solar flares that have recently gone off, another one went off last night, I just want everybody to just close your eyes for a moment and just take a deep breath and just center yourself, because I'm not just a psychic medium, I'm also a channel. And during the show, my channel was going to take over. And energetically, I want to connect with all of those that are listening in, either live or after the fact, because when we work with spirit, there is no time. Time is an illusion. So you will hear this broadcast, you know, exactly when you're supposed to hear it. And if you're part of it right now, just take a deep breath and just breathe in love and then exhale gratitude. Breathe in love and exhale gratitude, and just find yourself back to yourself, to your center. Allow your mind and your heart to be in the same frequency, and know that by feeling this frequency of love within inside of you, finding the God within you, whoever your God is, this becomes a ripple effect. So we can send this love right now out to all of those on Gaia being affected by all the life-altering moments that are taking place for so many people. It could be the hurricanes. It could be earthquakes that are taking place, the fires. You know, there's war. It's just, there is so much happening energetically, and it's so important for us as a soul having a human experience to just stop every once in a while and just breathe. And just find ourselves back to who we are at a soul level, knowing that this will help us get through all these energetic shifts that are currently taking place for every single person on this planet. No one's escaping this. So, you know, just know that you are just like everyone else, and we're all going through this, and together we can make a difference. So today on today's show, and because I'm a channel, it's happened before, if by any chance I kind of go into la-la land, or meaning I just kind of disappear. It's not that I'm getting disconnected from the show, but a lot of times what happens is I'm channeling, I just kind of go somewhere and you guys won't hear me. That's just a time for you to just take a breath. Hopefully it won't happen. But if it does, that's just God saying, okay, wait for Carrie to come back. This is a commercial soul break. And you need to take a deep breath and get back to where we are. Okay, so we like to have fun on the show. My channel is a lot of fun. They don't like to, you know, life is too difficult right now. And they don't want people to get too friendly with the boys. This is this crazy language that I have, this channel has. And the boys comes down to the ego, but it's broken down in very many, many different ways. So if you don't understand my lingo after the show, just go to carrieturcotte.com, go into where you'll see VR or Vibe Report and look at VR lingo. And that will help you understand how I work with this channel, just because, again, they want us to have fun, so that if all of a sudden, you know, Mr. Sad and Lonely is crawling into your head, that, you know, you can turn around and kind of laugh about that and say, yeah, the boys are taking me down again, instead of saying, oh, my ego's getting the best of me, and having a fight with your ego, which will cause you to suppress Mr. Sad and Lonely. So Mr. Sad and Lonely can't be Mr. Happy and Joyful. So a lot of what's happening right now is we're going through a psychological shift here on this planet. And this is a psychological shift that's not going to take, you know, a couple months, a couple years. This is going to take at least a decade, my friend. So again, it's a process. We have to understand that this is not a race by any means. And we just started this race, what much people think is a race, which it's not, but we're just getting in tune with these energies. And this is how the universe is working with me. I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not going to claim that I am, but I do know what's going on an actual global level energetically when it comes to the astrological side of things. And the one thing the channel wants to talk about right now is that, you know, the solar eclipse that took place back on August 21st. Yes, on a physical level, you felt that blast. You could feel it on your body. You know, it was just like, oh, I love this energy. But when it comes to DNA upgrading, it doesn't happen overnight, my friends. It takes time. Okay. And we are coming to the end of that DNA process right now. So whatever it was that you were blasted with, whatever DNA upgrades, you know, you went through, on a physical level, it's just starting to hit. Okay. So you're going to start to feel the effects on your physical body. This is where they're talking about. I've been talking about the importance of understanding body, mind, and spirit, and allowing the body, mind, and spirit to really connect with the soul. Even though spirit is soul, it's part of the soul. And they're saying this is where they want people to understand this a little differently, that when you go through a DNA upgrade, like something like the eclipse, the energy, again, remember, the Earth is 1.3 million sizes smaller than the sun. So yes, the sun is 1.3 million times bigger than the Earth. So when the sun, who is the creation of life in an energetic way, she blasts everything in its way. So do you honestly think if the planet itself is 1.3 million times smaller than the sun, how many times smaller are you of the Earth? So this is what they're trying to say, that when you get blasted with this energy, it takes time to go through the physical. They're almost saying, think about how that 3D saying of it takes 21 days to break or make a habit, because you have to align the body, mind, and spirit to come in alignment with what the soul is trying to say. So say you're trying to quit smoking. Okay. This is an easy one. You have to psychologically, physically, and spiritually be ready when the soul is saying, okay, stop smoking. But most people can't get through the psychological side, because the psychological side kicks in almost immediately. Okay. So they're trying to say again, so understand that with the DNA upgrading, it takes approximately 21 days for what you just got blasted with energetically to be able to physically start to affect your physical body. So, and this is just happening right here, right now, as we speak about this, my friends. Yesterday would have been 21 days. So, and it's not like you're like a clock and, oh, 21 days, that's it. It could be over the next few days, okay, that you start to notice the difference in how you're feeling. This is why so many people have been so exhausted. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you sleep 18 hours a day, you're still exhausted, or other people are absolutely wired. It depends on how your body is physically taking in all this energy. Because again, we got the solar flares, we got the solar, and you know, the biggest one we've had in a decade, over a decade, that just happened a couple of days ago. And now we got another one that just went off last night. You know, this is the universe working with us, saying that it's almost like when it comes to the psychological side of things, God took a big bucket of water and threw it on your motherboard, which is your brain, and said, okay, now we got to rewire. And this is going to take at least a decade to do. So take a deep breath, and you wonder why maybe you're in the fog, or you're not understanding things, or, you know, you're just feeling very different. You're like, oh, I'm not sure what's going down. It's a global effect that we're all going through. This is allowing us as human consciousness to create that vibration of love, to be able to see things in a different way, not in the way that you see things. And I'm not going to really get into that right now, because that's another segment. We'll go into that the next segment. But, you know, just think about this. If we have, you know, all this energy, you know, we've got the cosmos, we've got the Gaia energy. And what is Gaia right now? Most people on the planet are not feeding the vortex with love. They're feeding it with fear. Okay, so this is why it's so important, Spirit is saying, that take the time throughout the day to just stop. Go outside, you know, in your bare feet, and connect with Gaia or Mother Earth, or, you know, whatever you want to call her. Sorry, the channel's coming in very strong. So it's almost like they're saying that If you can take the time to do this a couple times a day, this is going to help you energetically get aligned with who you are, because it's about finding that frequency of love within you, which is the frequency of God, the God that lies with every single one of us. And right now, a lot of people are finding it difficult to connect with that God because of the broken telephone that's going on, and how we have soul glasses, you know, versus soul shades. Again, I'll get into this in the next segment, but this is all contributing to what's happening on a global level. So, you know, and if you're in divine union, I'll get into this later on, but you're going through something, you're in a completely different ball game. And, you know, it's just, there's so much broken telephone going on right now, Spirit is saying, that people need to find their way back to themselves, to be able to know that that God that lies within you, your psychic abilities, every single person on this planet is psychic. It's learning about, you know, what clairs are you connected to? Do you feel? Do you hear, Spirit? Do you see things? Do you have really active dreams? It's about tapping into your clairs, knowing that the clairs are going to help you get in tune with your chakras, which will get you in tune with your aura. It's all a combination here, my friends, and it's all a process that every single person on this planet is going through. And there is no judgment here. It doesn't matter where you are compared to someone else, because you're exactly where you need to be. And this is why it's important to understand that. Don't get caught up with what so many people are saying. Well, you got to be here. You got to be doing this. You got to be doing that. If this is not happening, that's not happening, you're not, there's something wrong with you. Because this is contributing to this broken telephone on this planet that is causing people to spin out of control, because they can't find their way back, because everybody else is telling them this is the way it is. So, you know, it's not something I take lightly. And I see this all too often. And this is causing a lot of people to be emotionally held hostage to other people. And it's not fair that we do this to one another, that we're all here to have our own sacred journey back to one. Regardless if you're in divine union or not, you're here to find yourself back to your higher self, to your God within you. So, sorry, I feel like I need to get some water here. So, you know, as we start to shift over these next couple of days, my friends, I'll get into this as soon as we come back from our break. Stay tuned and we'll be right back, my friends.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I have just been connecting with Spirit and channeling information for all of you about some of the most common questions I'm getting asked from those that follow myself or other spiritual teachers out there. There's many, many of them out there that are very, very honest and authentic with who they are. So before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about the psychological shift that's taking place within everyone. And I just want to give you guys the basics if you're new to my work and you don't understand this, because I'm going to explain to you how everybody on this planet has a set of soul glasses. But right now, a lot of people have soul shades on. So they're not seeing themselves for who they are or other people. And it's causing this rewiring that's taken place on a mental level to be a little bit more difficult than it should be. So there's four basic colors I want to talk about. I've been teaching this for over 30 years, my friends. I have been teaching tens of thousands of people about this. So I'm just going to give you the basics so you guys can understand where I'm going with this. That we all have a personal soul thumbprint. And it is about who you are at a personality level. So you are every color, and the colors are gold. That's money in the bank, got to be on time. This belongs here, doesn't belong there. You know, where's my label machine? Money in the bank, very traditional. Then we have the greens. The greens are analytical, need to know why. Why is the sky blue? I got to work until I figure this out. I got to know why. And then we have the oranges that are the wild and crazy side. Give me 2 minutes. You know, very good with chaos, but are also very chaotic themselves. And then there are the blues that are the spiritual, loving, caring, kumbaya that don't like conflict. Okay, so everybody has soul glasses. So Carrie, for example, her main soul glass color is blue. But then I have orange as my secondary color. Then I have green. So there's a little bit of green in my soul glasses. And then I have specks of gold. Okay, so if I was wearing my soul shades, I would not see anything but my own perspective of how I view the world. So when I'm listening to somebody, if somebody who's very gold is in front of me and they're talking about their gold perspective of what is taking place, myself, Carrie, with very little gold, would not understand, would not agree, would probably have some issues, will not like the energy. But because Carrie understands this, Carrie opens up. Carrie doesn't have sunshades on. Carrie, or soul shades. Carrie has soul glasses. Carrie sees through the perspective of this person to say, you know what, you're very gold, and I understand your perspective. That not be my perspective, that is your perspective, and you're entitled to your perspective because that is the law of allowing. And right now, you know, there's a broken telephone game going on saying, no, this is the way it is. No, that's the way it is. And everybody is seeing things in so many different ways and not realizing that really your only control is you. You control where you're going. And you allow other people's perspectives to either change or not change where you're going. This is choices we make every single day from, you know, do I get up and I do this first or do I do that first? You know, these are choices that we need to make. But those that, depending on where your colors are, will probably dictate how you live your life too. So, you know, I just think it's really important that people understand this, that you need to figure out who you are at a soul level to understand that, you know, you are unique and special. And it doesn't matter if you have the same color soul glasses on as somebody else. Yours are unique and special specifically to you. Okay, because where gold specks are on the person beside me doesn't mean their gold specks are my gold specks. Okay, so this is where we need to learn to agree to disagree, Spirit is saying. It's very important that, you know, if you don't agree with what something somebody is saying, do you verbally want to attack them? Or do you want to attack them on social media? You know, those are words. Are you just going to, you know, send them a private message and say what you need to say? Or are you just going to turn around and say, you know what, that is their choice, not my choice, but I'm going away. And whatever you choose is right for you. But remember, if you're putting someone down for what they're saying, why are you doing this? You're contributing to what's happening. Again, like if I have something to say, anybody who knows me personally, if I have something, if you post something and I think it's crazy that you're posting this, you will get a private message from me. People know that about me. To say, what are you doing? Why are you posting that? You know, it's just like people when you're sharing things. Why are you sharing what you are sharing? Is there a reason? Because you feel that it resonates with you so that other people can find it? Or are you sharing it because you just feel like you need to share it? You don't really understand it, but you just want to be connected to this person. Again, there's so many reasons to why people do what they do on social media. And again, this is where the psychological shift is happening, because depending on what kind of brain you have. So here's Carrie. Carrie's got, you know, mostly blue, orange. And what God has done is God has turned around and taken a bucket of water and thrown it on all our brains and said, okay, now you're rewiring. So those that have the gold brain you're not as difficult to rewire. So let's start with the most difficult brain to rewire is those that very have high green. And I know a lot of you listening today have very high green in you because I work with you. So, you know, greens have the million-dollar brain that has to be rewired. And what once was is no longer what is. And it's very difficult, especially when they're in need of knowing the future. I got to know why. Because they've been programmed that way. But yet we don't want to live in the future. We want to live in the now. So if you have a very high green brain, do know that you, again, you're rewiring that million-dollar brain. Now, golds, you're the next one down. You've got like the $500,000 brain that has to be rewired. Then we got the blues, and the blues have probably got, you know, the $1,500 special motherboard. And then we have the oranges, which are the $1.99 special. And I say that lightly because if you have an orange personality, it's very bright. It's a lot easier in a lot of ways to rewire. You know, you just got to pull your gold in because oranges can see the bigger picture. So they can see the champagne picture that they want, but really they only have a beer budget. So oranges have to pull back a little bit with more common sense. But at the end of the day, oranges are not going, why? Oranges are like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Sounds good, right? So this is where we need to understand where we are in the rewiring program. So here's Carrie with the two lowest. So I got the $1.99 special with the $500 or $1,500 motherboard. So my rewiring is not going to be as difficult as somebody who's a gold green because you got a $1.5 million motherboard to rewire. Are you guys getting this? So, you know, they're just saying don't go out there and point fingers or saying this is the way it is because if Carrie understands this. So, but if Carrie didn't speak with a lot of gold and green in her, the golds and greens would not like what Carrie has to say because the golds and greens would think that Carrie's a little crazy because Carrie has too much blue-orange, okay? And again, this is how people perceive other colors when they don't understand what's going on, right? So hold on a second here. Spirit's coming in strongly. So they're saying that this is contributing to the broken telephone, okay? So what's happening, what they're saying is a lot of people are just, they're saying things that are not necessary, or they turn around and they jump on the wagon about something that's being said when they don't really even know the truth about what's being said. Okay. And it's in every sector. I'm not just talking about the spiritual community here, friends. I'm talking about in every sector. You know, if you're spiritual and you have a normal job that you go to every single day and you plug in, I guarantee you, you're seeing this where you are too. You know, those that are on the channel of God right now, you're going to notice that a lot of the same, a lot of the lingos are the same. They're saying the same things. Like back in May, I started channeling something about the wave, the energy of the wave that's coming in. And I didn't know what it was all about. They just said, this energy is new. You've never experienced it before. Be aware, like we're heading out on our boats. And you're either on the love boat or you're on the pirate ship, which is with the ego. But you intertwine between both because you can't always be on the love boat. Not in this turbulent energy that we're embracing here on planet Earth. So they're saying that, you know, where are you going? Where are you aligning yourself on this wave that is now, we're going to be riding this to the end of the year, my friends. And it's not all new. So this is where you need to get in tune with your own GPS system, knowing that your higher self or your God or whatever you want to call it within you knows the way. And as we're going through this DNA upgrading that just took place, with all these solar flares, you know, you need to be at a certain frequency in order for the unlocking of the soul memories to kick in, especially when it comes to teaching. Because the big thing that's going on is that we're letting go of the old and we're only teaching new. Well, that's not really the case. How can you teach new? We have to bring the foundation of the old in to the new and create the new. So they're saying that, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to stop doing energy work that you've learned about all this time, let go of the chakras, let go of the aura, and forget about it. You know, we're in the new. We don't need to worry about that. They're saying that's not the case. You're bringing in the old, and you're using the old to create the new. So, you know, again, and nobody knows where we're going. So where you're going, if someone's saying this is where you're going to be, or this is what you're doing, stop and ask yourself, how would they possibly know this? Nobody knows where we're going. Right? This is where you have to have the faith in yourself. And I'm telling you, the channel that I've been channeling about what's coming down the pipeline for the rest of the year, my friends, you got to find the God within you. It's so important that you light your own way to where you're going, knowing that the only person who knows what's going on inside of you is you. It doesn't matter if there's 10 other people standing there experiencing the exact same thing as you. You all have a different pair of soul glasses on, which will perceive how you experience what you are experiencing. And I can guarantee you, if you got 10 people in there, how many people are actually wearing soul glasses? Not many. Most of them are wearing the soul shades, and it's their way or the highway. This is, again, why so many people are saying, like Spirit is saying, when people are saying we're going from 3D to 5D. Again, so yeah, we tap into 5D. Let's just theoretically say, yeah, we're in 5D, which would mean we're all dead. But let's just theoretically say that, yeah, we're in 5D. If we're in 5D, why are people, instead of observing what's going on this planet, why are they absorbing the energy? Or why are people reacting instead of responding? Again, these are different in vibrations. So when people say that, oh, we've left 3D, we're not there anymore, we're only in 5D, and guys, please stop and ask yourself, how is that simply possible? This is about energy and understanding the body, mind, and spirit and how it comes together with the soul. And again, people are going to start to spin out of control because I'm picking up this week, I'm telling you, with this DNA finally kicking in at a soul level, this upgrading that we've been going through, it's almost like God is going to recharge our heart chakras and charge the love within us. And a lot of people who are not in the vibration of love or love themselves or love what's going on in their life are going to spin out of control later this week. There's like going to be a deep depression that's coming in. This is not something you want to joke about. Depression is not something that you just push aside. This is a disease that people help. And it bothers me that there's people out there helping people and they're not really helping people. They're contributing to this because they don't have the psychology background or they don't have the research behind them or they don't have a degree or they don't have that. Like, there's so many people, guys, do your homework, please. I see this all too often where people are coming to me and this person says this person says that. I'm like, who are these people and what were they doing a couple of years ago? You know, like, again, guys, we have to bring the old into the new. You just can't come into the new and say, hey, I'm awake. And now I'm the spiritual goddess that's going to help you clear everything from your soul. When in actual fact, I can't do that for you. You have to do it yourself. And you're not clearing it. You're healing it. So, you know, how long does it take someone to heal something that was a major effect in their life? Think about that, my friend. It doesn't happen overnight. This is a process. Stay tuned and we'll be right back after the commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I'm just channeling whatever spirit would like to talk about. And just before the commercial break, I know they got pretty deep because I had to sit back and get myself to planet Earth because I was even short of breath because they weren't letting me speak at carry space. So let's go a little deeper on this. They're saying that, okay, so September really is a month that's all about listening to your higher self, about knowing that the wisdom and knowledge, that love that you are yearning for lies within you, and that this month is not going to be easy. And they told people this back in May, that there was going to be a lot of challenging times going on during this time on this planet. But how are you going to feed that energy? Again, if you don't understand energy, just look at it this way. Look around the world as you see it through your eyes, and then close your eyes and see it as energy, and see how different you see things. Okay, because this is pretty cool, especially if you're in tune with your clairs. This is something that you should be able to feel. And they're saying that with what's happening this month is that, you know, are you truly daydreaming those fantasies that you think are going to happen? Or are you going into meditation or quieting the mind and allowing the higher self to make the decisions on where you're going? Because this is where the aha moments are going to take place. They're saying that, you know, the veil has been lifted even more, and there's a great healing that's taking place. But in order for growth to take place, you have to believe in yourself, and you need to find what is in alignment with who you are. And in order to do that, most people are saying you have to detach from this to get to that. Well, you're not really detaching. Again, you're healing. So use this month wisely to heal, because what I channeled with the Vibe Report was at the beginning of the month, so September 1st, we landed on Fantasy Island. And I think it's very ironic that I'm being pulled to different places to listen or talk, you know, listen to other people talk. And they're also talking about pirates and, you know, the wave coming in and people are walking around like zombies and stuff. So, you know, I think it's kind of funny that we landed on Fantasy Island and we were there for a week and the pirates came in. They were trying to take us down, and we had something called the Monster Mash this weekend. And the Monster Mash is basically Mr. Fear Monster came in and connected himself to all your other fears that you may have. And it was like a lot of people woke up yesterday and today almost with like the boys hangover. They were kind of like, whoa, and you kind of feel a little wavy because we've set sail again. We've left Fantasy Island, and now we're heading to Treasure Island. And we don't get to Treasure Island until the 24th of this month. But the wave of the energies is how are you going to navigate through all this, they're saying. And they're saying right now, like, you need to share the love in a vibrational way. Don't go out there and criticize people, or this person saying this or that person saying that. Don't get involved in this. Okay, you're a light worker. If you have to say something, say it in the vibration of love. You know, there's many times, I've seen it all too many times, that people speak their truth. And by speaking your truth, you're calling other people out. So don't get so fixated on like, oh, this person needs this. You know what? Karma comes back in a very interesting way, my friends. And you need to understand this with the energies that we're dealing with now. That if you're not speaking your truth, it's going to come back at you, my friends. So don't participate in this broken telephone. You got something to say, say it in a private way, or don't say anything at all. Okay, but make sure that you get it out of your head. Don't let it live there. If you allow a situation to live in your head, again, you're doing yourself a disfavor, because how is that helping you in any way? Okay, so Spirit is saying, just know that, you know, if you're in divine union, okay, here we go. They want to get into divine union. Those in divine union, there must be many listening to the show. So please understand that, you know, I just did a newsletter. If you're not registered for Carrie's Chronicle, please do so. If I just go into my website, carrieturcotte.com. It's in the top right-hand corner. You have to subscribe yourself, my friends. Don't send me an email and ask me to register you. I live in Canada. We have an emailing law that we have to abide by. So you actually have to sign up yourself. Okay, and I spoke about this, and I'm going to go a little deeper in what I spoke about in my newsletter, that when you're in divine union, you need to understand that it's the same frequency. Okay, let go of the duality of two separate bodies, because guess what? The same frequency doesn't have the same soul glasses, my friend. Think about that. Okay, so my primary color is blue. So that means that who I'm in divine union with is not a primary blue. There's no possible way he could be. Okay, because that would make the frequency too blue. Okay, so this is where you have to understand that when you and twin, okay, I can hear you guys. They're saying when you and twin chose to come down during this reincarnation to help Gaia, okay, well, because we're all here on missions, that you guys agreed to a certain contract, okay? And the only person who knows that contract is you, twin, and God, okay? It's a sacred seal, okay? And they're saying that when you sign this sacred seal with God, you were given a frequency. Okay, it's kind of like they zapped you and said, okay, there's their frequency, and nobody else in the universe has that frequency. Okay, so when one reincarnated before the other, it's not like the soul was split in half and like half the soul went down, the other half stayed up there. It was their frequency went down to earth and reincarnated. And the other one stayed with God a little bit longer to keep that frequency as strong as it possibly can, because once you both reincarnate, that see yourself as an antenna. You have an antenna to God. okay? And when you come into this planet, it starts to get some static. And depending on your soul glasses, the static can be a little bit more staticky throughout this journey. And as we're getting closer and closer in these energies of shifting up to come into the frequency of God, people need to understand in divine union, just see it as a frequency, my friends. You're going to spin yourself out of control if you keep seeing it as they're doing this or they're doing that or this. No, it's one. You are one. Okay, go down to the frequencies. Don't look at the situation. If you're both dealing with frustration, chances are that vibration of frustration does need some healing, but one will probably be affected by it more than other. And at the end of the day, if you've dealt with Mr. Frustration, it's helping the main channel to become less static. Okay, this is why it's important for you to understand how to control your boys. Because guess what? Twins polar opposite. So, you know, when you go into those flips of energies, which happens all the time with twins, okay, it's when your energy is all of a sudden that main frequency, see yourself as a main frequency channel, it's all of a sudden it's going out a little like, woo, it's a little out of control here, and it's really out of control at this end of the frequency. So we need to go into an energy flip so that this one over here, okay, let's just, because there's so many greens in our family, I'll use this as an example, that, you know, all of a sudden that anxiety kicks in. Okay, and one of the twins is wigging out like no tomorrow. Anxiety. Okay, what ends up happening is the main frequency can't handle it, so there's an energy flip. So the energy starts to shift. So the person who's not wigging out now starts to wig out, starts to have an anxiety attack. Because God is saying, you know how to control anxiety. You know, Carrie knows, turn on some music, get up, dance. And when I get up and dance and I'm feeling better, within a couple of minutes, the anxiety is gone. And guess what? Then the energy flips back. And guess what? What they choose to do with that frequency shift that I've done is completely up to them. Do they choose to say goodbye to Mr. Anxiety, or do they choose to still feed it? Again, it's not for me to decide. That's up to the other side of the frequency to decide. This is where we have to honor the other side of the frequency of what's taking place here, because we're here on behalf of Gaia, my friends. So anything that you're going through, you know, again, if we don't think the same, if you're feeling something, if you're feeling that vibration of maybe sad and lonely. Okay. A lot of us get pulled there, but don't feed Mr. Sad and Lonely, because Mr. Sad and Lonely may not be Mr. Sad and Lonely taking place at the other end. It's a vibration of sad and lonely, but maybe the way they're experiencing it is very different than you are. Okay. So this is where, you know, people start to assume what's going on with the other side, or people expect this is what's going to take place. And by doing that, you're setting yourself up for a huge disappointment, my friends. Allow the universe to work with you with this. You're here on behalf of God. You know, God wants you to find the God within you, because the clearer the channel that you are, the clearer the channel is for the other side. Again, you're one frequency, my friends. Think about this at a psychology level, okay? That frequency can go in the neurotrons and go into Carrie, who's, you know, the blue-orange, and rewire at that frequency in a different way, because the other side is actually wiring, you know, in a green, you know, blue, whatever way they're rewiring through. Okay. So it's, again, it's trying to find the main frequency. So they're just saying, please understand the energy and how this works, because the clearer the frequency, the stronger the channel, the stronger the call to God. So that means if you're being pulled to God and God feels with you within, you feel God within you, and you're working towards where you're working towards, and you're not giving the energy to say, well, they're doing this and they're doing that and blah, 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 blah. Because when you do that, guess what? You're telling God that's what you think about yourself, because they are you. This is where the mind head game goes in, guys. It's such a mind fuck. Sorry, pardon my French here, but it is. And if you don't understand how the body, mind, and spirit works at a soul level with the frequency of the twins, you're going to get lost. Okay, don't assume because you see life in this way because of your soul glasses that that's the way the other side of the frequency is seeing theirs. Because I guarantee it, it's not. They can't. You can't see the same way. Okay, this is why we're here. We're here to learn lessons. So, you know, this, okay, I can hear you guys. They're saying a lot of people right now are really spinning out of control too because twins doing this or twins doing that or they're involved with this or involved with that. Stop and ask yourself, why are you so upset? Because that's a life lesson. Obviously, they need to learn. And guess what? They can't learn the life lessons. These life lessons cannot be learnt with self. 3D, anyways. 4D vibrations of life lessons, kind of different than 3D life lessons. Right now, we're dealing with the 3D life lessons. We're trying to heal them so we can move into the 4. Because when you get into 4D life lessons, I'm telling you guys, they're a lot easier. They happen a lot quicker. and you get it. Like, oh, I understand why I went through that. It doesn't take you 10 years to figure it out, right? But those lessons that you signed up with God prior to coming down here, they have to be learned. So, you know, for all of you that are really upset because, you know, your twin, you're yearning for them again. They're going through the awakening process just like you did. This is a whole new ball game. Okay, you may have the blueprint of what it's like to wake up to all this. But again, the blueprint of the frequency is there, but the way they actually transmute it and work with it themselves is very different because they have a different pair of soul glasses on than you do. And a lot of the twins still have soul glasses, don't have soul glasses on. They have soul shades on. They only see it their way or the highway. Again, I see this all too often. So, you know, just take a deep breath if you're in union and divine union. If you know in the deep of your soul that you're going to be able to come together to help humanity in a bigger way, then believe in that. But be realistic about this. Okay, be realistic about where are you in your current reality and where are they? And can you two come together and bring the wisdom and knowledge that you've experienced to help teach in the new, because we're bringing the old into the new. Remember, we're not letting it go. Okay, so, you know, if they're learning a lesson with somebody else, be grateful they're learning it now and not 10 years from now. Okay, knowing that the soul's got to go through this and you agreed to whatever they're doing to anyway. So take a deep breath, as difficult as this is. Remember, we're dealing with body, mind, and spirit. Okay, we got the psychological shift going down. We're getting just blasted with these galactic energies from the sun, from the universe, from the planet shifting. You know, there's just, I feel that everybody here right now, because I'm getting a little antsy, just take a deep breath and know that you're exactly where you need to be right here and right now. And feel the love for, if you're in divine union, feel the love of twin inside of you. Don't send them love. Why would you send them love when they're inside of you? They are you. They are the same frequency. So again, this is about reprogramming. How have you been working with twin? Have you been saying, oh, I'm really disappointed in twin? Because by saying that, you're telling God you're disappointed in yourself. Okay, so words, thoughts, feelings, they're all vibrations, my friends. And they are going to, you know, if you don't start to get in tune with this and find the frequency of love, the one of the love within you, then, you know, it's going to be a lot more difficult. Find the love within you. Work on yourself. And don't bash the other side of the frequency, because all it's doing is causing channel static. And God doesn't like it when you put static in a channel that God created for the two of you. So work with it, my friend. I'll be right back with the weekly message, and we'll go from there. Take care. I'll be right back, my commercial break.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I've just been going with the flow with spirit. And now we're at the time where spirit just wants to go a little deeper with a message for everyone who's listening in about what we've talked about today. And they're saying it doesn't matter if you are in divine union or not. This message will pertain to everyone in their own way. So they're saying what they would like you to do is just to get a little, again, close your eyes and just breathe and get some clarity for yourself. Shut down the monkeys. And I tell people when, you know, to shut the monkeys down, get it the creative life source energy moving. The creative life source energy is what allows the monkeys to turn into lemurs. And lemurs are a lot of fun to play with, my friend. And they're saying that this will allow to bring the balance within you, because we all have to balance the masculine and feminine within ourselves. Okay, so if you are in divine union, please understand that we're now at an, if you've been doing the soul work and you've been on this journey for a while, you will notice that the masculine and the feminine is becoming very much a balance. Okay, don't turn around and put yourself on the label, I'm divine masculine or I'm divine feminine. Know that you are both, and that this will allow that channel of the frequency of love of one to be even stronger. Don't put yourself in that. You're one frequency, my friends, they're saying. They're saying that, you know, what's going on right now, the whole planet, doesn't matter where you are. We have to await what's happening, because this is a process of finding balance again on a global level. And in order to do that, they want us just to live in the moment a little bit more, to say, you know what? No, you have the spiritual tools to do what you need to do for self, to get that prezi that your soul deserves. We all have these prezis. But what happens, instead of throwing out the vibration of how the prezi is going to make us feel, we turn around and tell spirit what the prezi is going to be. No, 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 no. They're saying that's not the way it works. Throw them the vibration of how you feel, and allow them to bring that feeling into the new in a new way that you could have never thought possible, because guess what? We haven't been here before. So we have to work with our spirit teams. That's another reason why I've been big on that with the Vibe Report. Find your spirit team. Work with your spirit team. Okay, because this is about you reaching out to yourself, out to God. They're saying that you will be successful in this if you find yourself within. You know, take the time to open up and just breathe. Breathe in that prana. Go outside and fill yourself with that creative life source energy. Sing, laugh, dance, you know, read, paint, make love. You know, these are beautiful ways to shift that creative life source energy, because it allows you to live in the moment and feel really good about what you're doing. And this creative life source energy is what is driving you. This is allowing the universe to say, okay, we see the creative life source energy. We feel those vibes. You know what? Let's throw those back in these magical ways that, you know what? They don't even know what magic is, because we haven't been here before. So they're saying you're going to have to choose your battles to get here, though, my friends, you know, because people are trying to change your focus. Every time you turn around, someone's saying this way, that way, this way, this black, it's black. No, it's this. They don't, instead of saying it's gray, they're saying, and saying, I agree to disagree with you. It's like, no, no, no. They don't know what they're talking about. They're saying you got to get out of this broken telephone, because it's going to cause a lot of static, especially if you're in divine union. Do not allow the static to be breathed into this frequency simply because of somebody else's perspective. They're saying Mr. Hopeless is sleeping with a lot of people right now. So stop thinking that life is hopeless, that you have the power within you, that the SNS Soul Sisters, which is the signs and synchronicities, are all over the place. But when you get the signs and synchronicities, please don't assume what they mean. Okay, oh, I saw this and I saw this, and that means this is going to happen. No, that's not the way it works either. They're saying that, you know, when you get the signs and synchronicities, this is to say that you're on the right soul track. You're doing good. You know what? We're going to show you all this magic that you're creating by giving you all these signs. But keep going, because you're where you're supposed to be going. You're not assuming what is going to take place when you go around that corner. And they're saying that, you know, in order for your dreams to come through, people, you got to get through these challenging times. And the energy is all around us. We are all living within this energy. So allow yourself to move to higher frequencies by rebirthing. Go in and do the shadow work. Okay, a lot of people are just doing spiritual bypassing, which is going to cause them more difficulties down the road, especially if you're in divine union. Okay, don't put a band-aid on something, my friends, and think that it's healed, or think that you went for some session and then all of a sudden it's magically out of your system. It doesn't work that way. Okay, someone can help open up the door, which is what I do, and say, hey, this is what's going down. No, you got to do it. You got to do the soul work. I can't do it for you. I can't move this stuff from your soul. It's your soul. I can help guide you to how to do it. But again, this is what they're saying. Don't get caught up where people are saying, I can promise you this and I can promise you that, because you're going to turn around and spin yourself out of control, especially if you get caught up with this is going to happen this day, or this is the way it's going to go down, or, you know, and then it comes and goes, because now you're going to think there's something wrong with you when there really isn't. It was just because your boys came in and took you down. because you allowed somebody else's perspective of where you were going to be the perspective of where you're going. So they're saying this is about stop refusing who you are. You know, claim your own shit is what they're saying. They're saying that who you are at a soul level is beautiful. We've all got every type of thing you can possibly think of attached to us. We've had so many lifetimes. So don't push, you know, like think that you're going to be able to cut free from all of this overnight. Again, this psychological shifting that's taking place, at least 10 years. Okay, so find out what kind of soul glasses you wear. Friends, I have all kinds of different services on my website to help people with this. Then again, you will not see any readings that say twin flame readings. And it's simply because we are of a frequency. And if you're looking for help in your twin flame journey or your divine journey or your sacred journey back of one or whatever you want to call it, you want the align of vibes. Align your vibes. Okay, mediumship is mediumship, where I'm speaking with spirit, we're having a conversation. Align the vibes is about connecting with your higher self and your soul and helping you guide the way, knowing that at the end of the day, it's about you. Because if you're strengthening that soul frequency, guess what? It's there for them for the taking. But what they decide to do with it is completely up to them. You agreed to this before they came here, my friends. You have to understand this. You have to allow them to live their own reality and know that if you're working on yourself and that frequency is getting stronger, and if you're meant to be together to help all of humanity, God will pull that sacred seal even closer. And guess what? You'll be able to come together. But again, don't try to force it. I see this way too often, and they're saying this up, they're saying it above. They see it too often. People jump into something, they get into reuniting with them, they haven't done the soul work, so guess what? They repel one another. And one or both run because they can't handle the energy of the frequency. And even if you're in a good place, coming together with twin is not an easy thing to do on an energetic level if you're not balanced out. You have to understand the frequency they're saying. So please, my friends, they're saying this week, find who you are at a soul level. Sit down. Write down the vibrations you feel a lot. You know, is Mr. Anxiety hanging out with you a lot? Or do you feel sad and lonely all the time? Are you getting angry all the time? Find the frequency and go back and say, okay, where is this feeding from? Okay, and you can't always blame it on a flip. Okay, don't go there. Don't blame, oh, the reason why I'm having anxiety again because my twin's very green and twin's doing this and they're wigging out. Wah, 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 wah. No, you know what? We work this together. If my twin's wigging out and I'm wigging out, then guess what? We have to chill out together. This is about Carrie stepping in and taking her own control instead of saying, well, screw you, you're doing this. I'm going to say, you know what? We need help on the frequency level. So I'm going to turn on some music and I'm going to bust a move in my kitchen for 15 minutes. And guess what? That's going to feed the frequency and help the frequency become even stronger. So again, guys, if you're looking for stuff, carrieturcotte.com. I've got all kinds of services. I've been working, the Vibe Report has been, what, I think 3 years now I've been channeling this. And I've been working with those in Divine Union on a global level, you know, and it's, again, it's about your sacred journey back to one. And I honor this. And I honor that, you know, those that are truly, true, authentic twins, that this is not an easy journey by any means. It's probably the most difficult journey I have ever truly been on. And I'm going on to year 9 of this. Yes, I've always been aware there's something different about me, like we always do. But that, when did I really wake up? It wasn't until I was 38. So, and I'm 48 now. So 9, 10 years, whatever, I've been on this journey. But you know what? It's been an experience of a lifetime. I've met beautiful people. And I'm grateful that I've met so many wonderful other true authentic twins along the way because we help one another. We're not in this alone. We're here to help one another, to help humanity shift into the higher frequencies. So if you want to stay in tune with what I'm doing, my friends, sign up for Carrie's Chronicle. Again, carrieturcotte.com, the top right-hand corner. This is where I get deep into a lot of my stuff. Sometimes I do videos, and I simply honor those that are part of my emailing as part of my database. You know, I don't share a lot of stuff on social media just because I'm not on there a lot. I understand the energies that are connected to that. And, you know, right now, Carrie's kind of wigging out with all these energies. I'm sure you guys can feel it and hear it. But, you know, this is about Carrie doing what Carrie knows what's best for her. And right now, Carrie likes to share her work through her newsletter. So, you know, I hope everything made sense to you guys. I do get deeper into this in Carrie's Chronicle if you haven't received it. But just honor yourself and honor the God within you, whoever your God is, knowing that you are a soul, extremely powerful soul, who is a beautiful human being, who is absolutely awesome. And, you know, when you remember that and understand what you are at a soul level, it really, truly starts to shift. And when the boys come out and say, hey, Mr. Frustration's coming or Mr. Angry, stop and ask yourself, why? What is triggering me? What needs to be healed? What do I need to go back into and do shadow work? And embrace that time where this all began. Or maybe it's a time that's not where it began, but it's a time that needs to be healed because it is feeding off the bigger vibration of whatever it is you're trying to heal. So remember, my friend, see yourself as a big, giant God antenna. You and twin are the same frequency, but you're not on the same channel, okay? How you perceive the frequencies is completely up to that twin that's experiencing it. So embrace the love within you and know that's going to help you find your way because God is with you guys. He's with all of us. And I can't see this more. If you don't find yourself, my friends, now, you're not going to be in a good place in the next couple of months. Please tap into your psychic abilities. Become aware of who you are. And breathe. Use your spiritual tools. And remember, we're not letting go of the old. We're bringing the old and we're using it in the new to create the new, to help all of Gaia and to help people understand that, you know what? When you look at somebody and you're pointing the fingers and doing that, you know, don't do that. You're not in their shoes. You don't know what's in their pot. We all have a pot, but what is in your pot is very, very different. So honor everyone and know that by honoring yourself and honoring others, God will honor you and God will allow you to, you know, find your way a little bit more because you're allowing yourself to find your way to God. And know that, again, guys, shine your light brightly, toot your horn, knowing that you are a beautiful beacon of light that's going to allow others to find their way as well. So have a wonderful week, and I hope you all have a wonderful week on this giant wave of energy that's still coming our way. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.